Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. God bless you on today. Stay strong. Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Amen. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. It is not a person that you are fighting, but it is a spirit. And so you have to fight them in the spirit. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So it is not fleshly. It's not Jane, John, Mike, and Mary. It's not that person that you're fighting. Remember, it is a spirit. But the sword of the spirit is the word of God. And above all, taking your shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. It's the word and your faith that's going to make all the difference in the world. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, I love you. Bless your name. Bless us by your word. Strengthen us, Lord. Help us to sharpen our sword. Help it to be a two-edged sword in our hand in the name of Jesus. And help us to increase our faith by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We had left off last time on the Word in Me podcast with verse 18 of John chapter 18. And we're going to reread it again. It says, and the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Now, these were the officers that had arrested Jesus from John 18, verse 12. Let's reread that. Then the band and the captain and officers of the Jews took Jesus and bound him. Now, them same officers had made a fire. It was cold, and they stood around it and warmed themselves, and Peter was standing there with them, warming himself. And I am talking to the backslider on today that have left the presence of God, so you think, and have joined in with those that do not believe. And they not have denied Jesus. They don't even believe at all. They have a mind of a betrayer, and you have denied him. That is a backslider. A backslider has one that have turned back. The Bible says to his vomit, went back to the world in order to join in with the unbelievers that are warming themselves with the sin of this world, that are tantalized and entertained and being titillated by the things of this world. And now you as a believer have joined in with these betrayers of Christ. That is a backslider. You are warming yourself with the sins of this world. And we're going to use that as an example. Not that Peter was a backslider, but at that moment, he turned his back. He turned his back and began to join in, blending in with the world and the people that have betrayed Christ. And I am saying to you, come out from among them and be ye separate. It takes courage to walk this walk and not to be warmed with yourself. And it says, now look, there's a lot of things in that. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals. Now they stand in there, made a fire of coals, for it was cold. For it was cold. What does that say? At that moment, it might have been cold. You know what? At the moment, at that pinnacle point, that you need to make a decision whether or not you're going to follow God, it's cold. You're alone. You're feeling like, what am I to do? How am I going to manage this situation? Do I follow God? God is over there, and I feel like I'm over here. Do I go the way of the Lord, or do I go the way of the people that have betrayed him, and do I blend in? Because it seems easier at that time. It's warmer over here. It's warmer to your flesh. It's familiar. It's something that you already know. And it feels okay to do it at that time. And if you don't go over there, you know, it's a little warmer over here. You know, I can manage this over here because I'm familiar with it. I'm amongst people that, you know, maybe are familiar to me. And it's not harder over here. It's harder to go the way of the Lord at that moment. But Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And you think, oh, it's not easy. It's not easy. It is easy because it is the right way to go if you make up your mind to do it. And it's about making a decision. I'm going to follow Christ no matter what, at all costs. And I can't mix in with the betrayers, those that are damned, the abominable. Let's go over to Revelation. Let's go over Revelation. Let me see what scripture that is. And I believe it's Revelation 20. Revelation 20, we're going to find it. And it tells about who particular people are. Amen. Revelation 21 and 8. It says, let's start at verse 7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. We have to overcome. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. What is our testimony going to say? That we love not our life unto the death. We love not this life. We love not this life until the death. We love not our flesh, the things of the flesh. We love not the world. We love not what is familiar. That is trying to take us backwards, trying to head us in a negative direction, trying to take us, trying to get us to get a U-turn and go backwards. But we love not our life. We love not the things of this world. We love not our own desires. We love not our own way, but we love the way of the Lord. We love not this life until the death. We have to die to sin, die to our flesh. We die daily, as Paul says. What does that mean? Die to your own wants. Die to your own desires. We have to crucify this flesh. Be a living sacrifice, an oxymoron. We're alive but dead. Dead to the world. So it says here, he that overcometh in Revelation 21 and 7, he that overcometh shall inherit all things. And will be his God, and he will be his God. God will be our God, and we shall be his son. But verse 8, but the fearful, means the cowardly, the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. But who's leading the pack is the cowardly. We are not cowards in the Lord. God says in the book of Joshua, be strong and of good courage. Good courage. Take good courage. There's things that are coming along and have come along and will come along to try to thwart the plan of God in your life, but be strong and of good courage. Jesus says, I have overcome the world, and be an overcomer. We are more than overcomers through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. Take courage in God, because the courageous shall inherit all things. Be blessed on today. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Hold on to the Lord in Jesus' name. Join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless.